Lessons from the Lave, Parsha Shmos. Great zechus to be able to start a new sefer together with our friends, family, and others that listen. You're all friends, of course. In between, here in the very, very cold New York, as I have a trip here, thought we would be able to get to YU, but it is finals week. So, Mirtz Hashem, I want to put down this idea probably quicker than most for Parsha Shmos, which hopefully will help us, those that are in the midst of finals, those that are going to be off on vacation. I think this will be helpful. And for all others that are listening, I think it's a beautiful idea, a very, very important lesson. The beginning of the parsha, many struggle with the first word, Ve'ela Shmos. Amongst them, the Arachayim HaKadosh and others ask, what was the Vav, what we call the Vav HaChibur, why is the Vav added? So the... we know that the beginning of the Parsha connects us, of course, to the Parsha before, Parsha that was a Parsha Stuma, now connects us to Vayichi Yaakov, a big connection to Yaakov Avinu, and who, of course, Yaakov represented, him Dafka being in Mitzrayim, leading us in the beginning of what will be a very long Gullus. And then, of course, it says, Ve'elu Shmos, B'nei Yisrael Habayim Mitzrayim, Mitzrayima Es Yaakov. Ishu Besu Bo. Again, referring, of course, to Yaakov, as we know, passed away in last week's parsha. Says the Orachayim HaKadosh, Ve'elu Shmos. So he says, Ve'elu Shmos, Tam Omru, Ve'elu B'toseses Vav. L'lomer Aleihem, Ki Kulam Sadikim. They're all Sadikim Ke Avoisam. Ve'elu Moisif Ala Rishonim. It adds, he quotes from the Medrash Rabbah in Shmos, tells us that Ve'elu, why is there a Vav Ve'ela? So it teaches us to associate the people or the things that discussed in this Pasuk with those that were discussed in the previous Parsha, of course. Previous Parsha, of course, delineating the end of the line of the Shiftei Kav, of course, ending off with Yosef passing away in last week's Parsha. But there is a connection between Bereishis and Shmos. And therefore, it starts with the word, not Ela, Ve'ela, to show that these people were distinguished in what they were and who they were. Continues the beautiful Orachayim HaKadosh, Ma'rishonim lahem, Avram, Yitzhak, V'yakov, Tzadikim. They were Tzadikim Elyonim, Kemaisa Avosav Asu Abanim. The famous line, which is oft used in, of course, all of Sefer Bereishis, you hear it probably, you know, every drasha, Maisa Avosim Labanim, so says the Orachayim, Kemaise Avos Asu Banim. They learned from their voice of. They were like Avram, Yitzhak, and Yaakov in who they were. This is, of course, such a tremendous statement that is being said over here by the Orachayim. Such a beautiful compliment to what Bnei Yisrael would be. And therefore, it teaches us this principle of Ve'ela, that there's always a connection to the previous generations. And even though they were in Mitzrayim, and it's quite interesting, of course, because we know that the level of Tumah that was reached in weeks and weeks from now, it was so difficult there to be Jewish. But Hashem, despite that, saw Bnei Yisrael's great qualities. We know that they were Shalim, it says, that there were things that they did not compromise on. They didn't compromise on their shame. They didn't compromise on their names. They didn't compromise on their malbush. They didn't compromise on how they dressed. They dressed like Jews in their lashon. They kept a Yiddish lashon. Avram, Yitzhak, and Yaakov, who are they? What did they represent? They were, of course, the tzaddikim, but we, of course, followed in the footsteps of the Maisa Ovos Siman Labanim. I think that there's another idea here. Because we start with this idea, who were they? So the Rechaim, of course, continues and tells, well, who are these people? Od Yirtza, Al Derech Amru Zal, as we're told in Tadachuma, Tachuma says, and Perek Dalid, Kizman Hagolus Hitchilin Avram. For you would think that now they're in Mitzrayim. They say, oh, the Golus, our Avos never experienced this. No, it started with Avram Avinu. Kizman Hagolus Hitchil Mime Avram, from the days of Avram, Kishanolad Yitzchak, from when Yitzchak was born, and in the land that wasn't theirs. Because it says, V'hayu Omru Ve'ela Haba'im Mitzrayima. Right? It says that, what does it mean? That when in the Bris Ben HaBesarim, in the Bris Ben HaBetarim, Hashem tells Abraham that you should know that you will be, why the Pasuk says, that you will be Gerim in your land. For your offsprings will not be their own. the 400 years during which Avram Avinu and his offspring lived as Gerim in their land began with the birth of Yitzhak. Of course, this reminds us of what the Haggadah says in referring to when exactly it started. And of course, the Ribbono Shel Olam Chishev Zaketz, he didn't make it as bad as it could have been 400 years, 210 years, started from Yitzhak, started from Avram Avinu. So that's what it's saying. The Gullus is Maisav Asim Labanim. We knew the Gullus. Avram, Yitzhak, Yaakov, they knew, they understood what the Gullus was. Says the Gam HaRishonim Hayu B'Gullus, right? You shouldn't think that you're all alone because the Avos were together with you earlier. Whether it was Yaakov, whether it was Yitzchak, the Avos were continued to be there as well. Ve'elu Imahem, and it was also with these, with the children of Yaakov who were coming to Mitzrayim, so they should know that they have. The Or Chaim continues and goes through different sources, as we said. That the Avos were always there, the Moisav Ali Rishonim, and they should realize that. But I think that there's another idea that I wanted to bring out as well, of who each of the Avos symbolize and who they represented. And I think this is a very beautiful, beautiful idea that could be brought out here as well. And that is the idea as follows. Who did Avram, Yitzhak, and Yaakov represent? So we know that our davening is modeled today from the Avos, right? Whatever that means exactly, but the Avos from Mesakein, Avram Avinu, he davened to the Ribbono Shel Olam at the time, he was Mesakein Shacharis, the Gemara tells us, and Yitzchak, Lifnois Erev, he was davening as he was in the Sada, right before, at Mincha time, and Yaakov was, of course, given the Meirev prayer. So this is all very, very nice. We learn this, the Teferet Shlomo, Shazim, Mizmar Rav, says it's something very, very beautiful. And he says, so, it's nice, it's a great vort, everybody always says it, but think about Yaakov, it's not fair almost. Yaakov Avinu gets Arvis, which the Gemara tells us is Rishus. Okay, says the Gemara in Brachos, we accepted upon ourselves Meirev, we all daven Meirev as something that we accept upon ourselves, just like we had a fast day last week, we all accepted upon ourselves Ratzon Misanim, Esrim Misanim, everybody fasts on these days. This could be a reason the poskim discuss why women are not obligated in the tefillah of Arvis, because it's possible that they did not accept it, but all of Klal Yisrael accepted to daven Meirev. But despite that, says the Teferet Shlomo, it's not right. He says, you know, he gets the tefillah that's called tefillah Rishus. What's Rishus? Rishus, if you want to, if you don't want to. Is that fair? Yaakov Avinu, the one that's that connection, the Ve'elu Shemos that we just said. So it seems to be, something that's not exactly the most fair thing in the world. So how do we do this? So he says so beautifully. He says that even stronger to ask the question, but the answer will be really, really a fundamental belief of what Yaakov represents. Says the Teferet Shlomo, Avram Avinu was the Ish Chesed. Chesed le'Avram was, of course, him. And in fact, he represents the Mitzvot Aseh. So we know there are 248 Mitzvot Aseh. If you take the word Avraham and you add up the Gematria, so you get to 248 as well. He was the Mitzvot Aseh. The Rambam speaks about the idea of Chesed, V'Hafarech, Kamoch, that famous Rambam that discusses all-encompassing. It's everything. A person that was Chesed, so he has everything. He represents the Mitzvot Aseh. Comes to Yitzhak Avinu, who does Yitzhak Avinu represent? Ah, Yitzhak Avinu represents Gevurah. What's Gevurah? What's strength? Gevurah is against the Mitzvot Lo Tasei. It's fighting the Yetzihara. It's fighting what is difficult. The Yetzihara that is always upon us to do what is not the right thing to do. That's the Gevurah of Yitzhak. In fact, there's a pasuk, if you want to play, the Yitzhak, of course, is not the negative commandments, but there is a pasuk that has within it that, Jesus, says, who's Avram? Avram represents, there's nothing left now. Mitzvot Aseh, Mitzvot Lo Aseh. So what are you left with? Oh, beautiful. You're left with the Rishus. What does Rishus mean? So on one end, Rishus just means, Rishus also means everything else, right? Rishus Arab, everything. What's going on? See, we have a lot in life, both of these items. We have Mitzvot Aseh. There are times that we're doing mitzvahs. We're sitting in shul and we're davening in the morning. We make a decision to wake up at a certain time so that we could daven bin minyan. We make a decision tomorrow that we can daven, just wake up in the morning and daven to recognize the Ribbono Shel Olam before we go out in our day. We make that decision. We make a decision that instead of spending a Monday New Year's Day in the comfort of our own home, So we decide to go out and do chesed, or go to a yanchei kala, or go help people that are in need, whatever it might be. And we also make decisions through our day of not doing what is bad, maybe not going to that that party that maybe is less than good, maybe not doing something that is wrong. We make a decision on Shabbos to follow the many different Lamentat Malachos, of course, the many additions to Lamentat Malachos. We do all this. But most of the day is actually not Mitzvah Saseh and Mitzvah Lo Saseh. It's Rishus. It's the regular stuff. What do we do with the regular stuff? Ah, that is Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu is Rishus, is the everything else. How do we have how do we treat the everything else in our lives? That's the difficulty. That's not easy, Rabbi Yisai. That's something that is so fundamental into what is Habaim L'Mitzrayim, the Eilu Shemos. That connection to Yaakov Avinu, that connection to Rishus. What are you going to do with your spare time? What are you going to do with it? Again, I'm not talking here necessarily, are you going to make it into a mitzvah saseh? But you can make it into a mitzvah saseh. It's how you treat it. Ordinary examples of people who are just maybe just sitting on a plane, and the way that they act, that is the Rishus. He's just sitting on a plane, but he gives up a seat to somebody else, or he says, no, this is not a big deal, I don't care about it, that's okay. That becomes, all of a sudden, your Rishus becomes an amazing and wonderful life. And that is something that is very, very unique. And that's what Yaakov was bringing out. Says the Orach Chaim, I think, the idea of the Eilu Shemos, yes, we have the Avos with the Mitzvah Seh, with the Lozah Seh, but more importantly is the Rishus. Meir is Rishus. But we accept it upon ourselves. It's not good enough. How can I end my night without it, without davening Meir, without Torah? Yes, but also, how do we treat the regular things? The regular day, most of our day is not, you know, we should be Zoicha that we're sitting and being able to go to a return and learn, you know, in a yeshiva and Yomim V'Layla being able to. But that's not most of our lives. Most of our lives is not that. Most of our lives is the regular. Is the day-to-day. How do we treat our day-to-day, Rabbi Yisai? How do we treat our Meir of Rishos? Yaakov Avinu represents Rishos. How do we treat it? What do we do with it? Do we make it into a walking Kiddush Hashem? Rambam also says, Rav Aaron Salvechik was very fond of also speaking about how the Rambam starts and speaks about it's much more difficult to live on Kiddush Hashem than to die on Kiddush Hashem. Dying on Kiddush Hashem takes but one moment. Living al Kiddush Hashem is the Rishus. It's how you act in your day, every moment of your day. Act as somebody that represents Klal Yisrael. Oh, that's a Jewish person. Those people are miyucha. Those people are special. We should be zeicha to this amazing lesson. It's to me a little bit difficult sometimes when a person comes into Shemos when we start, because we love the story so much of Sefer Bereishis, and now it's going to be a crex of the Shibud Mitzrayim. Supposed to feel the parshos as we read them every single year. And so it's a little bit difficult, you know? It's a little bit difficult. We're starting, but we have that. We have the ve'ela. We're pulled with the vav hachibur, that same vav of Eliyahu Hanavi. Hinei anochi sholei lechem es Eliyahu Hanavi. But it's going to be an Eliyahu. It's going to be a vav hachibur. It's going to be a mechaber to that. And this is a very, very important lesson that we should take upon ourselves when we think about how we treat our rishus. How do we treat what we call the mundane, but of course is not the mundane. I think I've told before the story, I'll just tell it again because I don't remember if I told it in this venue, about the two people who go up to Shemayim. Of course, this is not a real story, of course. I don't know what goes up in Shemayim. And they're both exactly the same professions, both guitar players. Happened to be that they died on the same day. And the Rebbeinu Shloim, whoever it is, it greets them at the pearly gate, says, "Nu, it's very nice to see you. Plony Alimony," says, "but I'm sorry, you're not Zoicha to go up here." So he can't believe it. He thought he was a pretty good guy. And then the next person comes up, the same guitar player, and he says to him, we gave a Plony Alimony, so Moni ala Plony. He says, "Oh, Chvoidu V'atzmo, it's so great to see you. Please come. And Plony Alimony is upset. Moni ala Plony is a regular, I don't understand what happened. We both play. And he says, excuse me, you know, but Rebbeinu Shloim, we both were guitar players. What did he do so much differently?" He says, I'll tell you, you're right. You actually had the same profession. You're both guitar players and you went to chasanas. But when this guy, Moni Alploni, went to a chasana, he said, oh, what a great profession I have. I get to do what I love and I'm able to be sameach chasan v'kala. What greater, this is unbelievable. His rishus was a mitzvah because he did that. Everybody that saw him saw he would go into the middle. He didn't have to do this, but he'd go into the middle of the circle and dance with the chassid while he was playing the guitar. Oh, that was a person. That's somebody who took his rishus and made it into a mitzvah. We should be zeicha that we have all of our rishus has turned into a mitzvah, mekadoshem Hashem, and with that, we remove the chil Hashem from the world, and that will bring Mashiach's kenu b'mehira b'yameinu.